Well, hello and good afternoon, everyone.
I do hope we're not too late for tea.
Natasha, is it true? Does Hattie need money for a good lawyer?
Harold Peabody.
There is nothing more mysterious than love.
I'm Miss Jean. Join me on a trip to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Join me for today's expedition. Yesterday had its share of ups and downs for both the staff at Discovery Mountain Camp and some of the kids as well. Joyce Holt decided to work on being a better, more hands-on camp director, which is good. But she's increasingly worried that her brother James wants her job and that Mr. Simon wants to give it to him. The campers loved the new costumes Mr. Garcia got for this year's drama production, and they were especially impressed with the camel. But they weren't so impressed with the Bible story. They weren't convinced that the story of Eleazar, the servant, is worth doing. But perhaps no one had a better or worse day than Hattie. Most of the kids seemed bored by making clay teacups. At the end of the day, she was in tears. But that's exactly when James showed up and told her he wanted to court her. News like that is hard to keep secret in a place like Discovery Mountain Camp. This morning, people in the cafeteria are already beginning to talk. Let's join everyone in today's episode called The Extra Mile.
Chaplain Jake, I'm going back for another cinnamon roll.
No, you're not, Logan.
You mean we can't have seconds?
I mean, you can't get another cinnamon roll unless you get one for me, too.
Chaplain Jake, have you heard?
Heard what, Harold?
James is taking Miss Hattie to court.
What? Why would he do that?
Yeah, I thought James liked Hattie.
Go ask Miss Natasha if you don't believe me. I just heard her talking to her cabin about it.
I will.
Meanwhile, over at Miss Natasha's cabin's table...
But doesn't it seem kind of, you know, weird? I was thinking more old-fashioned, Brianna.
Haley's right. It's definitely old-fashioned, but it does confirm my suspicion that they liked each other.
I think it's all weird.
Natasha, is it true? What can we do? Does Hattie need money for a good lawyer?
What are you talking about, Jake?
Hattie! James is taking her to court! This is a disaster!
Jake, deep breaths. No one's going to court.
James is...
Wait, James is the one going to court?
No, Jake. James is going to court Hattie.
But why? What did she do? This is a... Wait, can you just say that again?
James is going to court Hattie.
Huh? Court her? Well, that's different. This is not a disaster, after all, huh? It's a... It's,
weird?
Yeah! I mean, no, it's perfecto!
It's old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned? It's positively Victorian.
Let's finish up breakfast, everyone. We need to finish straightening up our cabin before you're all due in the drama tent.
And what does everyone think over at Cyrus and Addison's table?
It reminds me of a Victorian novel you'd find on a dusty back shelf in the library.
I guess.
Aren't you interested, Cyrus? This is a big deal.
Addison, they're just dating.
This is a way bigger deal than dating. They're courting.
Courting, dating, it's the same thing.
No, it isn't. James and Hattie are serious. They might get married.
Ugh. Addison, can you please talk about something else?
Sorry, Lily. I forgot you don't like anything romantic.
Ugh.
Just wait a few years. You might change your mind.
Addison, how could you say such a thing?
Counselor Cyrus, we're going to the lake today, right?
That's right, Jackson.
James is organizing canoe races. It's going to be awesome.
The lake comes later, guys. First we have drama, then the activities tent with Miss Hattie.
Great. Play about some servant dude and then play time with Clay.
This day just went from awesome to awful.
Maybe not.
What do you mean?
Jackson, my man. Between the two of us, I'm sure we can find ways to make our own fun.
Oh, there's Joyce. Go on ahead, everyone. Follow Addison to the cabin. Hey, Joyce, over here.
What can I do for you, Natasha? Do you need a schedule change? More blankets in your cabin? Do you have a problem to report?
I don't need anything, Joyce. But thanks for asking.
Are you sure? It's my job to meet the needs of all staff.
Wow, you're really in camp director mode, aren't you?
I follow the plan step by step. After all, I'm the camp director, and that means staying on top of any problems.
Yeah, I suppose so.
That's why I was just in the kitchen going through menus and a supplies list with Cook.
We shouldn't be running out of anything yet. Camp just started.
As I said, I need to stay on top of things so I can prevent problems before they occur.
Well, I hope you got one of Cook's delicious cinnamon rolls while you were in the kitchen.
No, actually. I guess I was too busy to think about eating.
Too busy to eat a freshly baked cinnamon roll? Are you okay?
Yes, of course. Why? What have you heard? Who thinks I'm not okay?
No one. I haven't heard anything.
Oh, good. In that case, what did you call me over for?
I wondered what you thought about James and Hattie.
About them courting? It's fine.
I admire how thoughtfully they're going about this. Not very modern, but very wise.
I suppose so.
You don't sound very excited.
I don't? Well, no one was really surprised by this, were they?
Not really. I think we all could tell that your brother and Hattie liked each other.
There you have it. Now, if you don't mind, I better get going. I plan to visit each area of camp today.
Are you still worried about James replacing you as camp director?
Maybe.
I honestly don't think there's any reason to be. You're doing a great job.
It's nice of you to say so.
I mean it. After all, who else would be so serious about checking supplies that they forget to eat one of Cook's cinnamon rolls?
Excuse me, Mrs. Donovan, but I must get back to camp business.
Mrs. Donovan? Joyce never calls me that. What is going on this week?
Hey, Harold, hang on a minute.
What's up, Janet? We're headed to drama class, and I don't want to be late.
I know what we can make our podcast about.
Mountain Mysteries?
Of course, Mountain Mysteries. What other podcast would I be talking about?
That's not what I meant. I know what our podcast is called.
Good. For a moment, I wasn't too sure about you.
What I meant was, what mystery are we going to investigate?
What are the two topics that are sure to grab people's attention?
Video games and soccer?
No, Harold, that's what you're interested in. I'm talking about the listeners out there.
Okay. What two topics grab listeners' attention?
According to Brianna's mom, and she should know because she's a journalist, the answer is current events and human interest stories.
Okay, do we have any of those?
Harold, weren't you listening in there? Everyone in the cafeteria was talking about James and Hattie.
Oh, yeah. I talked about them, too. I'm sure glad James isn't suing Hattie.
Suing her? Why would he do that?
He's not. I just thought, well, you know, the whole courting thing.
That's what I'm talking about.
You are?
The whole courting thing. We could do a whole podcast about it. In fact, we could possibly do a whole series of podcasts.
About James and Hattie?
Not just them. We could interview other people, too.
But, Janet, as you reminded me yourself, our podcast is called Mountain Mysteries. Where's the mystery here?
Where's the mystery? Harold Peabody. There is nothing more mysterious than love.
Is Janet right? Think about it, and we'll be back after this short break.
Hi, Logan Parchamento here, the voice of Hugo Garcia. Are you a mountaineer yet? No? Check it out now at discoverymountainclub.com. You won't know what you're missing until you do.
Hi, listeners. I'm Clara Goodman, the voice of Lana here in Discovery Mountain.
I've been a voice actor since the program began, and it has been a really amazing experience. I love to show my love of Discovery Mountain by wearing some of their awesome merch. The hoodie and t-shirts are my favorite. Would you like to show off your love of Discovery Mountain too? You can find all the merch at discoverymountain.com/store.
Hi, my name is Jafia Reeves, and I play Cyrus Smith. Take Discovery Mountain anywhere with our brand new app. Listen to episodes, explore resources, and stay connected with your favorite characters. It's easy, free, and fun. Download today and bring uplifting adventures wherever life takes you.
Let's join the campers in the drama tent.
Hugo, rehearsal's about to start.
So, tell me what you meant about making your own fun. You gonna sneak inside the fake rock again?
Just watch, Jackson. You'll see.
All right, campers. You all have your parts, so let's get started.
Uncle Ethan?
Yes, Hugo?
Who's gonna work the camel?
I forgot about that. It'll be a tight fit, but I guess I'll have to do it.
I'll do it.
You're one of the camel drivers.
You have enough camel drivers. You need a camel, and I can easily fit inside it.
Okay, thanks, Hugo.
Hugo, what are you doing? Why would you want to be a camel? The camel doesn't even have any lines.
Of course it doesn't have any lines. It's a camel.
So why do you want to be stuck inside it?
Because this camel is going to have a lot of fun.
Cyrus, you're Abraham, and I believe you have the first line.
Yes, but I have a question first. Why did Abraham ask Eliezer to go so far away to find a wife for Isaac? There were people a whole lot closer.
My question is, why couldn't Isaac find his own wife?
Yeah. Right, Haley. Look at James and Hattie. They're courting, which means they're the ones deciding whether they should get married.
Are you sure? One of the differences between courting and dating is that families are usually involved.
They are?
That's so weird.
Not really. Our idea of dating is relatively new.
Dating isn't new?
Actually, it is.
In Abraham's time, the families always arranged the marriages.
Why, Chaplain Jake?
Because marriage isn't just between two people.
Of course it is. You have a bride and a groom. That's two people.
Yeah, but marriage is also joining two families.
When Jake and I got married, the Simon and Donovan families became intertwined.
Our wedding didn't turn out at all like we'd expected.
No, thanks to a fire. But you know what else didn't turn out as expected?
What's that?
Our marriage.
Natasha!
Jake. Because it turned out even better than expected.
Aw, first I was mad at you, and now I see you were being sweet.
So let's get back to this families being involved thing. What's that about?
Well, for most of history, parents chose partners for their children that would, strengthen the family. Usually someone with a similar background, shared values.
But couldn't Isaac have done that himself?
Well, not necessarily. Men and women didn't usually mix in those societies, and Isaac may not have known many young women.
I still can't believe they actually trusted their families to find someone for them.
Isaac trusted that his father loved him and wanted the best for him.
Haley, you've got to remember that back then, these arrangements were based on duty and respect for the family's decision. It's just the way things were done.
Duty and respect? That's all? So, Isaac didn't love Rebecca?
Well, the idea was that love would grow after marriage.
No wonder no one does that anymore.
Actually, they do.
What are you talking about, Janet?
They still do arranged marriages in Ethiopia, where I was born. It's pretty common in my tribe, the Amhara.
Now, that's definitely...
Don't say weird.
I wasn't going to. I was gonna say interesting.
That's why it's so hard to understand this story. Because almost no one in America does arrange marriages.
My granddad has always said his marriage was arranged.
What?
Mr. Tasha, that sounds like a great story. Harold and I have to interview Mr. Simon for our podcast so we can ask him about it. Can you call him for us?
Sure, Janet.
But first, we need to get this practice going.
Ugh, finally. I thought we'd never finish talking about icky romantic stuff.
Get used to it, kid. That's what the whole play is about.
Stop calling me kid.
Can we focus, please?
Yes, Mr. Garcia.
For the next hour, the campers did just that. They focused on their scripts and learning their lines. But part of acting is understanding the story that you're telling. And it's especially important to understand the stories in the Bible. Every one of them has valuable lessons for us, even if the lessons may not seem clear at first. Soon the campers had more questions.
Okay, let's go over that part again, Logan.
But my Lord Abraham, what if the woman I choose is unwilling to come back to this land with me? It is so far and the journey is hard and dangerous.
Mr. Garcia, that reminds me.
Reminds you of what, Cyrus?
The question I asked at the beginning of rehearsal. Why did Abraham ask Eliezer to go so far away to find a wife for Isaac?
How far was it?
Canaan to Mesopotamia is about 500 miles.
How long did that take?
Well, Natalia, probably 3 weeks, based on the average speed of a camel caravan.
Such a long trip.
Families tried to keep marriages within their own clan and within their own social status. They wanted to keep their property in their own clan, too.
I guess I can understand that.
And Abraham had an even more important reason.
What reason?
God had forbidden intermarriage with the surrounding Canaanites.
What was wrong with the Canaanites?
Lena, remember that they worshipped idols, gods who were nothing like Yahweh, the true God.
Abraham knew from personal experience how dangerous it was to get too close to people who don't share your God and your same beliefs.
What personal experience?
Well, the experiences he had with Hagar and Ishmael and his nephew Lot.
Oh, yeah. Those didn't turn out too well, did they?
Abraham's family had some of their own issues with idol worship, but they had mostly preserved the knowledge and worship of the one true God.
So finding a daughter-in-law from amongst his own family was the best choice.
Are we done talking about marriage yet?
I think so, Lily.
Then can we talk about why that camel's tail is whirling around?
Whirling? Hugo, the tail is supposed to twitch, not whirl.
Hugo, get back down here.
Aw, Counselor Cyrus, I was just having a little fun.
Fun time is over. Time for our next activity at the craft tent.
Crafts? That means fun time is definitely over.
Not necessarily, Jackson. I have a plan for crafts, too.
Oh, no. What sort of plan does Hugo have? We'll find out right after this.
Hey, Director Doug here. Has Discovery Mountain been an encouragement to the children in your life? Weekly Discovery Mountain episodes are made possible through the generosity of our supporters. Would you like to join us as a supporter? Call us at 1-877-566-7365.
Hi, I'm John Clay. I play Harold on Discovery Mountain. Did you know you can plant seeds of faith with the Discovery Mountain seeds? These 4 pocket-sized tracts share hope, encouragement, and God's love in simple yet powerful ways. Perfect for sharing with friends, neighbors, or strangers. Each seed can grow into a life-changing faith story. Find them at discoverymountain.com/seeds.
Make Bible study an adventure with the Discovery Mountain Bible. Packed with beautiful illustrations and helpful resources, it's the perfect gift for kids and families. Grow faith together and discover God's Word in a hardcover Bible your family will cherish for a lifetime. Learn more at discoverymountain.com/store.
Let's join the campers in the arts and crafts tent.
Hey, it's the cup I made. It's all dry.
Mine too.
Everybody's teacups are done. But Miss Hattie, you said they wouldn't be done till tomorrow.
Well, that was the original plan, Lily. But I knew you guys would be anxious to start painting and glazing, so I decided to surprise you. I stayed up way too late getting them all baked.
Thanks, Miss Hattie.
You sure were going the extra mile, Miss Hattie.
Hey, campers. Who does Miss Hattie remind you of?
My mom, because she bakes things for me.
Nice answer, Natalia. But I was thinking of Eliezer.
What do you mean, Addison? How do I remind you of Eliezer?
You were taking your job seriously and being a faithful servant.
Wait a second. Something's wrong.
Did you get the wrong teacup, Cyrus? I did not get enough sleep last night. It's possible I mixed a few up.
No, the teacup is fine. Just, has anyone seen Hugo and Jackson?
Hugo? Jackson?
craft class without Hugo and Jackson complaining? Sounds good to me.
Well, hello and good afternoon, everyone.
I do hope we're not too late for tea.
They're wearing gloves and funny hats.
My great-grandma has hats like that.
Hugo, Jackson, what are you doing? And where'd you get those ridiculous hats?
From Mr. Garcia.
Mr. Garcia let you have those?
Well, they were in his costume stuff.
Take those back right now.
But Counselor Cyrus, we just wanted to be properly dressed for tea.
Take them back and apologize to Mr. Garcia.
But...
And I want you back here in 5 minutes or else.
Come on, Hugo. I don't want to know what or else means.
I'm timing you. I'm so sorry, Hattie.
It's okay, Cyrus. Now, everyone, hold up your clay teacups.
They're tall, just like mugs.
They're perfect for the lemonade challenge. The taller, the better.
And the fancier, the better.
That's right, Natalia. Your mommy Amanda started this whole tradition in Discovery Mountain.
Yep, she sure did.
And for the lemonade challenge, you're supposed to choose the fanciest glass or cup. So let's get decorating. Now I have a whole selection of brushes, paints, and glazes on the table. Now come on up and choose your colors.
Miss Hattie, do you have red? I'll need it for the lava.
Lava?
If I can't make a volcano, I'll paint one.
Oh, well, that's very creative, Lily.
I'm going to paint pink roses.
That'll be lovely, Piper.
I don't want to paint flowers.
You can make any design you want, Luke. Or even paint it one color.
Luke, you could put a different color stripe on the rim to make it look professional.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll try that.
Spoken like a true artist. All right, if anyone needs help, raise your hand and I'll come right over.
Spoken like a true faithful servant, Hattie.
We're back.
Do we make it?
Watch where you're going, kid. Not a kid. You just broke my teacup.
Jackson, Lily, let's take a pause. Lily, are you okay?
No, Jackson broke my teacup.
And look, he spilled red paint all over.
Well, I'm sure we can fix it, Lily, after I get this mess cleaned up.
Ooh, come on, campers. Let's get out of Hattie's way.
Jackson, you should be more careful.
Sorry, Lily.
I might be able to fix this, Lily.
Hattie, I'd offer to help, but it's time for the campers' next activity.
It's okay. I've got this.
Come on, campers. It's almost time for the water balloon battle.
Come on, let's all go to the field.
Hattie, I just passed Lily and she was crying. Was that blood on her leg? Is she hurt?
No, the red is paint, and she's upset. A boy bumped into her and broke her pottery.
We heard a bit of commotion. It looks like something exploded in here. Let us help you clean it up.
Okay, I mean, I should do it.
Hattie, sit for a minute. We can clean up paint.
Thank you. It's just Jackson and Hugo showed up dressed like they were dropping in at Buckingham Palace. and Lily's cup got smashed. And I haven't finished my reading.
Reading? You're taking classes this summer?
No. James and I are reading a book together.
Oh, go on.
And we're going to go for a walk after supper so that we can have our own little worship together to see if we have the same values and stuff.
Great idea. Hattie, I sure wish I'd put in that kind of care like you and James are doing. Examining and comparing your priorities is what courtship is about, right?
Yeah, but I don't know what my priorities are. And now I need to make Lily a new cup and get it in the kiln.
You don't have to make Lily a new teacup.
Well, yes, I do. Otherwise, she's going to be too far behind the other kids.
Hattie, a broken cup. Is there a lesson here that you could share with the campers?
A lesson? Well, Michelle, of course. Oh, you're a lifesaver. I'm so relieved. Or maybe not.
What do you mean?
Well, look at that tree over there. See anything suspicious?
I don't know. Oh, Hugo and Jackson.
Are they the ones who decided to be ultra fashionable today?
Yes, and they're definitely up to something again.
I'll go talk to them.
No thanks, Michelle, but I have my eye on them. They won't get away with any mischief in my craft tent again. At least, let's hope not.
Director Doug, I had such high hopes for Hattie's camp activity. When the kids found out their teacups were ready to decorate a full day earlier than they expected, they were excited, weren't they?
Well, they sure were. And it was all because Hattie worked so hard to have those cups ready for them. She even gave up some sleep to get the job done.
She didn't have to do that, did she?
No, but she did it anyway because she cares about her job and about the campers.
You know who else cared?
Who?
Abraham's servant, Eleazar.
Oh, of course.
And that's why Abraham knew he could trust him with such an important task.
The most important.
What did you think of Addison's comment that Hattie reminded her of Eleazar?
Well, I think Addison was right. I can't say I think that Hattie staying up very late was a good idea, though.
Right. Sleep is very important.
But Hattie was doing it because she knew the campers would be eager to paint and glaze their cups. She didn't want them to have to wait.
She wasn't satisfied with just doing a good enough job. She did the best job that she could.
She certainly has a servant's heart, just as God wants us to have.
Do you remember what it says in Galatians 5:14?
Oh, great text. I've got it right here. It says, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Oh, and another version says, "Serve one another humbly in love."
Serve one another humbly in love. I like that. That's exactly what Hattie did when she stayed up late to get the pottery ready for decorating.
And why do you suppose she did that?
Because it's not just a job for Hattie. It's a mission that God gave her, and she's made the choice to be a faithful servant in that mission.
Eleazar accepted his mission because he was a faithful servant of Abraham and of God.
James seems to have a real mission this summer, too. Two missions, in fact, to be the best sports director he can be, and for he and Hattie to have the kind of relationship that God wants them to have.
Unfortunately, I don't think Hattie and James are the only ones with a mission at Discovery Mountain Camp.
Unfortunately?
Well, Hugo appears to be on a mission to have as much fun as possible, no matter how inappropriate it might be.
He and Jackson seem determined to be the camp clowns, don't they?
Do you think they'll stop fooling around long enough to learn something from James and Hattie's examples?
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see. In the meantime, listeners, we can all exercise our faith by memorizing Galatians 5:14 and asking God to show us how we can serve others humbly and with love.
Great idea. Look up the verse, and we'll see you here next time.
You've been listening to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. To listen to other episodes, visit us online at discoverymountain.com. Discovery Mountain is a production of the Voice of Prophecy. Join us again here, where every day is an exercise in faith. Discovery Mountain is created by Gene Boonstra. Executive producer, Ruben Gomez. Director, Douglas Bruce, with original music by Danny Columbi. Producers, Fiona Lynn and Joel Baker. Discovery Mountain is brought to you by the Voice of Prophecy.